Welcome back to Love Island.
Today's Love Island episode is presented by the ticket app SeatGeek.
Yeah, live events are back, and if you're looking for tickets to anything, sports, concerts, whatever, make sure to download SeatGeek and use the promo code TMG for $20 off your first purchase. Now let's get into today's episode. Are you ready, you little ugly
flea bag,
you brick shit house? We're back.
Hello.
Nice.
Yeah. It's been 2 weeks, so let's practice. Let's get back.
Hello. Hello.
My fucking hate cats.
Oh, how are you?
How are yous?
She kissed us.
He kissed us. And then he kissed us again.
Yeah.
How's that?
Good. Nailed it. Yeah.
I really want to start saying us instead of me.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah. It's so sick. I think that's the coolest British slang.
Yeah. Shout out to Newcastle. That's where they do it. Newcastle.
Yeah.
He spoken to us.
Yeah,
like
to us.
He said to us like, you're driving us mad.
It's such a, where did that even come from? That's going to be some old, you know, thing from like 1400 BC, yeah. Some linguistics thing.
Yeah.
And that shit just stuck.
Yeah.
And now we're going to take it.
Yeah. And make it American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The American way.
Yeah.
Join us this weekend.
Join us.
Yeah.
No, you have to say it the same way.
No, that's what I mean.
Join us.
We have to.
What?
It was like Jake.
Yeah. Join us for our moment house. No, that would be normal.
That's actually what I mean. Join us.
It's when you're talking about a singular person.
Mm-hmm.
That's when it's cool.
Mm-hmm. So we have to fuck it up like with YouTubers.
Suck our dick.
Yeah, there you go. What's up, guys? Make sure you follow us on YouTube. That is Noel Miller. Follow us. You can follow us on Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter.
And make sure you follow us as well.
Yeah.
That's youtube.com/CodyCo. Make sure you're following us. And
we'll be live every day. So that's, you know, damn. See, that's messed up.
It's pretty confusing.
All right, where do we start? Because it's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Well, actually, we'll start by saying this. Momenthouse.com/TinyMeatGang to get tickets to our show. That's on Thursday. So it's actually tomorrow. So if this goes up on Wednesday, it'll be tomorrow.
Yeah.
That the show is happening. So buy a ticket. And it's $10.
$10. You can lounge at home. If you're, you could be lounging at home and hit up your peoples and be like, yeah, we's just sitting on the couch. And they'll be like, who's we? Just us.
Just us.
Who's us? Just us.
Who was there, though?
We.
Who? But you keep saying that, but it was you and then who else?
Us, ourselves.
It was just you and then who else was there? What you keep saying?
Yeah, it's just us.
Okay. Okay, cool. Got it.
Yeah, so if you want to come join us, click this link. You can watch from home.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be a right good time.
Then we's could be with us while we're watching this.
Exactly. That gets really confusing.
Yeah. Anyway, all right.
So we got 2 weeks of stuff to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we should spend too long on the stuff that was 2 weeks ago.
It was pretty boring.
Yeah, and now we got Cast Out More.
Yeah.
Which, it figures that I fucking get COVID the best week in the fucking show.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I think the last week was even better. Like, the aftermath and the fallout was even better than... Like, the Cast Out More part was actually kind of boring.
It was. And
it was.
Yeah, it was.
Well, okay, so I have a couple thoughts. One, so obviously Danny and AJ got the boot.
Yeah.
Saw that coming a mile away.
Yep.
And I know Toby's been a menace, but for all his fumbling, leading up to Castle Moore, bro kind of carried.
How so?
I think bro carried the season
until
that point. Yeah. Season was kind of mid.
Yeah.
But Tobe, I think he carried.
Yeah, big dub for Tobe.
Honest.
Yeah.
Swear.
Honest.
Yeah, honest. I'm being honest. Honest? No, he did. Everything was lame. Everyone was in love. I don't know if they're putting guns to their heads to be like, find love.
Yeah.
But he was the only one just doing what you want to see on a reality TV show, which is like, man, just fuck it up
in
there.
Yeah, I know.
Just go crazy.
It was, everyone was kind of being a little bit too decisive. It's like, this is my person, and I'm happy now. And it's like, that's not really why. I mean, it's why people watch Love Island, because, I don't know, like, the winners are always the people that like the UK votes as like the best couple or whatever. Yeah, so it's like sort of why people watch it, but it's also you want that drama.
Yeah, you only want and one Toby couple was to be that way. Yeah,
he was serving.
Yeah.
Dude, him just like you just want to like just shake him and be like, just fucking decide. Like, make one decision. Like, the whole time he's sitting there, he's like, it's so hard. I don't know because they both like me and I don't know. Just fucking decide. Just make a decision. Make one decision.
I love watching him learn about other people's feelings in real time.
Yeah.
If it kills me, like, I think when I do these things, that's not his voice at all. It hurts other people.
Yeah.
And that just kills me. It's like, oh, wow. Damn,
we've had like a personal breakthrough.
Yeah, yeah. I just picture fucking Hugo being like, and that's what you call empathy.
Yeah.
When they got into Hugo's call out to him was crazy.
Oh, yes, yes. I wanted so bad to discuss that last week. That was actually pretty hard. I think it was like a little bit simp.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It was white knighting for sure.
It was kind of nice guying a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't think she deserves that. You're on a reality TV show, man. Get out of here.
And the worst part is that he tries to like hook up with her after. Like directly after, yeah. You can see they go to kiss or something like that, and he kind of like maybe tries to plant like a sneaky one on the lips, and she's like, no.
Nah.
And she like does the friend hug. And then afterwards, when he goes up to her and basically like pitches, like, what about us? You know, anything could happen. What do you think? And she's like, no.
Yeah.
You're my brother.
She unhinged her jaw twice as much as she does for Toby. And she was like,
yeah, to say,
nah. I can't see it.
He's like, right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But like I'm a little mousy. Don't you wanna, you know?
No.
Yeah, but like,
I can't see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got owned.
It was kinda. I thought the moment was really cool. Cause I think Toby did fuck her over. Like big time.
Yeah, he did.
Like the guy was an asshole.
Yeah. He was an idiot.
Yeah. And so to couple up with what's her face?
Chloe.
No,
Abby, yeah.
To couple up with Abby like that and leave her sitting there at risk of being dumped, too.
Yeah.
That was actually the best part of that whole thing was who was standing there, Georgia? The blonde one that tried to get with Hugo?
Yes.
She was standing there and all the drama, like she was standing there about to get dumped.
Mm-hmm.
And all the drama was circulating around Chloe and Toby and Hugo. And she's just standing there like, I'm the one about to leave.
Yeah.
Like, is this not sad too?
Yeah.
Do you guys not give a fuck at all about me?
That whole
like,
speech.
No.
Yeah, that whole speech.
You've been here for like
And she got it. They're like, oh, and Abby's, Georgia's dumped. And everyone like just kind of looks back. They're like,
all right, bye.
Yeah, have a nice one.
All right, bye.
I can't believe.
You're right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah. Toby definitely was caring in that way.
Yeah. Yeah. And he kind of put the show on his back a little bit.
You could, and you know, in one incel respect, you could say Toby, his intentions weren't pure. You could question his intentions. Did you do that nice guy move so you could pitch and you got fucking owned?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. Hugo was getting a little
Did
bit.
Did I say Toby?
Desperate.
Sorry. Yeah.
Hugo was getting a little, and then it all came to a close when he finally got his first romantic connection in Casa Amor with what's her face? What's her name?
I don't even know.
Amy. Sure, whatever. We could say anything. I'd be like, yeah, right. Beatrice. So they kiss Amy and Hugo.
Yeah.
And he's like, what does he say?
He said, job done.
Job done. I was like, dude, what are you doing?
Such a teacher thing to do.
Oh, job done. I'm finally on Love Island. I'm like, just act like you've been there for 2 seconds. Just trying to dry her up. Like, what are you doing?
He like basically trying to dry her up.
I mean, like she's like very clearly into him, right? They have this passionate kiss. And he's like, all right, check that off the list. I finally got a kiss.
Bro, he basically like kissed her and then took his audio headset and like spiked it on the ground and then like called all the dudes over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then we just started like hugging him, be like, yeah. We got a kiss. We got a kiss.
We got a kiss.
And she's just sitting there like,
What's happened?
Ole, 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 ole. Yeah, olé. Lads, holiday. I finally got with my kids, so my Love Island journey has finally began.
It's finally over.
Yeah,
it's finally and over. So I'll be leaving the show.
Yeah, bro, he's, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck is up with that dude.
I don't like him. I don't like him. He's a nice guy, but that's it.
Yeah.
He makes me cringe.
Yeah, a little bit. No.
That part was just brutal.
I don't know why, like, I'm being nice to him. I mean, like, he does do things that, yeah, are just like, ugh. Like, they are cringe. Dude, you're cringe, bro.
Dude, you're so cringe, Hugh. But, yeah, like, I don't know. Just that moment where he's like,
yeah, we did it.
Yeah.
Job done.
It's like, don't say that. Like, don't, like, act like you like her, too. Like, not she's like some conquest. So you just,
yeah, I know.
Finished. And now you're like, she's sitting right beside you. Like, you probably kiss her again if you wanted to. But instead, he's just like, all right, did it.
Completed. Thank you so much, by the way. Thank you.
That's why you could, you know, you could say, is it just for the TV?
Yeah.
You know, is he even there to, like, I don't know, find someone? I just pictured him like smashing her in the hideaway. Then immediately after, like, nutting, he just like slips out of the bed and then finds the closest mirror and like high fives himself.
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah, right, you've done it, Hugo.
You lost your virginity. She's like, what's up?
I can't believe it, mate. It's like, it's been a long time coming, and yeah, you finally lost it.
On TV.
What was that?
Oh, I was a virgin. Yeah.
Yeah, we was virgins, Oz.
Oz.
Who?
Oz. What if people from Newcastle just use us because they're all like 2% clinically insane?
Oh, I see.
If you're born in Newcastle, the water, like, you know, from day one when you look in the mirror, you think it's two of you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a sick theory.
I'm sure they'll really appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
I'm sure all of Newcastle.
Zero complaints about that.
Yeah, I'm sure all of Newcastle will confirm this. They'll be like, yeah, we's all crazy. And I'll be like, wait, you or all of you? Well, us.
That makes me laugh so hard.
Liam did some shit before Castlemore that, what was it? He.
By the way, can I say this real fast?
Yeah.
People comment all the time and say, hey, can you guys tell us which episodes you're talking about? And it's just whatever yesterday's was, that's the last one we're on.
Yeah, from yesterday, go like a week back.
Yeah, and that's
about where we're at.
We're talking about the season up until now. That's what we're talking about. Those are the episodes.
I can't remember when it was, but Liam, he was talking with someone, and like Bussy or like,
yeah,
Pussy Cat, what was it?
Bussy.
Yeah, Bussy.
And he was
up.
Like, Bussy?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, Bussy. He's like, Bussy?
He's like, Pussy? Pussy?
Pussy? No,
with
Bussy.
A B. Pussy with a B?
What were they talking about?
I can't remember, but he just kept saying Pussy over and over and over. And I'm like, that's the only word this dude knows. Pussy? Pussy?
And boy, oh boy. I mean, like, let's just talk about Castlemore now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we already talked about Hugo's experience, but...
Jake was vicarious as a motherfucker, dude.
That dude probably was the guiltiest one in that place.
Yeah, I know.
Like, if anyone showed their true colors, it's that dude. And even though he didn't cheat, and even though he slept on the daybed, he convinced everyone else to.
He Pacific Rimmed those dudes into, like, doing bad stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. Now you pull the trigger.
He's like, don't... Dude, the best part about... all of these guys is how, like, their one life motto is no regrets. Mm-hmm. Literally, all of them have sat in the interview room and be like, the way I like to live my life is with no regrets. And I want to stick by that.
So no responsibility.
It's like, that's what that means then?
Yeah.
You're going to do whatever the fuck you want?
Yeah, basically.
Because you don't want to regret not doing it? That's the worst.
Just peak narcissism.
Yeah, exactly.
I like to live my life like I do what I want and I don't care if it hurts someone else. So no regrets.
Yeah.
Jake was bad, bro. And I don't know how, like, if Liberty went back and watched all that, it'd be wild if he's just, like, he'd probably double, quadruple down. Like, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
They should just, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of do whatever they want.
Yeah. Yeah, this is all of them.
Yeah, no regrets. No, it's definitely regrets. These dudes.
Yeah.
Who else?
Well, here, let's do this. Let's go through the people in Castlemore. So that all the new girls that came.
Yeah.
All the new guys that came.
Lily's so Lily, the focus.
Lily was, yeah, this is like the main, I mean, her and Liam, who was with Millie before,
mm-hmm.
and they were like going really well.
Yeah.
I would say they were probably everyone's favorite couple.
Yeah. He was well on his way, that man.
Yeah.
I think he could have been in the running for competing with Jake and Lib. It would have if Liam, so first of all, on predictions, we were almost right.
What do we predict?
I thought we concluded that everyone was going to break except Liam.
Yeah.
And wrong as fuck.
Yeah.
Liam broke. Yeah. And I guess you could say Teddy was the one who stuck around, which I was surprised by. But yeah. So yeah, there's Lily. And then who else?
Well, let's go through all them.
That's what I mean. Yeah, yeah, keep scrolling. So
Lily, what did we think of Lily? Thought she was cool. She definitely was. I mean, I thought she was cool. She's definitely not as cool as Millie.
Yeah.
I think Millie's one of the coolest, legitimately like one of the coolest contestants they've ever had.
Definitely.
Like, I think she's going to be a gigantic celebrity after the show.
Easy. Yeah.
Juliet.
Clarice, you mean?
Clarice. Yeah, sorry. Clarice, she also was kind of cool. Like, put it on Tyler super hard.
Yeah.
But also, there's that weird scene that they cut in randomly of her also coming onto Teddy really
hard. Yeah, just out of nowhere.
What was that? That was so weird.
Yeah. Right? She was just like, you know, I thought there was going to be more there because I thought, oh, is she just, you know, gaming them both up to try to get back into the villa somehow?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was definitely a little bit sus.
Yeah.
Super sus.
Yeah.
Amy,
Amy, who was the conquest.
Yeah.
Job done. She's just a...
Check mark.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. they're gonna vote her out as a villa. I was married, so we brought Mary back.
Yeah,
so he could have fuck Mary Chloe.
Yeah, and she made zero impression on me.
Nah,
I mean, just didn't even. It's funny, like some people they just don't even show. Like the last girl, what was the last one?
Yeah, keep scrolling.
Or was she the first one on the list? Her, like what the fuck?
Yeah,
she didn't say a single fucking thing the whole time.
There's like four shots of her, and one of them is her just randomly doing dance choreography in the girls' bathroom.
Yeah,
or they're like powder room in Castlemore, and you're just like, yeah, she's out of here.
Yeah, nothing. You think they like cast those people on purpose?
Oh, and then same with her. Salma. Wait, Salma talked to. I forgot who she talked to. She had, like, one person was kind of, like, vibing with her for, like, a day, and that was it.
Yeah.
So, her accent was crazy. Is she Irish? Scroll down. No. She's from Dublin. Yeah. Dublin.
Salma here has never been in love. Jeez.
So, okay, yeah, on to the dudes.
On to the dudes. And we had Sam Jackson. Fucking insane name. Sam Jackson? Sam Jackson?
His face is...
What?
I don't know, man. He's just got like Newmain vibe. Like, he just like kind of reminds me of Newmain. I can't he put a finger on it. It's just similar vibe, man.
I'm an actor.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right? Yeah. I'm here. I'm acting like I like Faye.
Conor McGregor's stunt double. This kid, Dale, scroll down.
Dale, dude. Dude, the funniest part is how much Chloe hated his fucking chains.
I know. I'm like, that's what you hate? Never mind that this dude went to the 3D printing shop and was like, make me look like Conor McGregor. Mm-hmm. I want the same teeth. I need you to restructure my face. Teeth
are absurd.
Yeah. Super white.
Like, you know, like, I love when they overdo veneers.
Yeah.
And they just like, it almost looks worse than.
It looks like donkey teeth. Just like. Yeah. Way too perfect, bro.
That fucking tattoo on his chest is.
I know.
Insane.
I just want to know at what point he chose to look like this. Like, did Connor start his career and then he goes, I want to get all these tattoos? Or, you know, was he always looking like this? And he's like, what the fuck? Conor McGregor stole my whole swag.
Yeah.
Where's he from? Scroll down. Glasgow. All right, so.
Then we got Jack, that guy again.
Real race. You know what? I've said it before. I'll say it again. Race car drivers are built like worms.
Is he a race car driver?
Yeah, he's a race car driver. Most of them are not ripped. Like, now, fair play to him.
Yeah.
He's probably really strong.
Yeah.
really strong.
Okay. Because of driving?
Yeah, like driving, you have to have a certain, like, a unique kind of strength.
Right.
But it's not looking good strength.
Yeah.
Like, he could probably, if he could probably take, like, a 400-pound steering wheel and just, like, pull that, no problem, for, like, an hour straight, whereas most of us would gas. But that's just how he looks.
Yeah.
Scroll down. I want to see if they mention what team he races for. They don't say. So, like, I guess now. Oh, now he's a coach. Well, still. Nice. Then Mehdi. I looked up the soccer team he plays for here. I forget the name. But
he plays football here? MLS? Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if it's MLS. But I think he plays like the, like, the team he plays for here is some really British-oriented name.
Gotcha. Here, just.
It doesn't stay matter in the thing. So, yeah, I mean, Jack, Mehdi, and
this guy. This fucking guy scared the shit out of me.
Okay, I don't want to be mean, but I'm going to be mean. Okay, he looked like Mr. Tumnus from Narnia.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I half expected this dude to be not centaur, but the other one where it's like the donkey legs.
Okay.
Like, look up Mr. Tumnus. Just search that. That's such an obscure ass reference.
No, he kind of looks like the dude from Charlie's Angels, the bad guy.
Oh, the one who sniffs hair?
Yeah.
Bruh, like, damn. This is what he reminded me of.
Yeah, okay, fair.
It's not really the facial. It's not really like the same face. Man, they give this
guy. Search the Charlie's Angels bad guy?
They give this guy crazy roles, man. I feel like. What is that damn British show?
This dude.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely that vibe. Definitely that vibe. You know, he looks like someone's brother in Peaky Blinders.
Okay.
You know, like.
Yeah, yeah. His accent was good. Yes, he does.
I put the silver tongue. Silver tongue. Like, just menace from 1920s England.
Yeah.
Or no, where's he from? I thought he was Scottish, maybe? Glasgow. Where is Glasgow?
He's just like, he's got a really intense like gaze, and he does that smile. And so every time the camera like kind of punched in on him, he'd be like, yeah. And I'm like, fuck, get that guy off the show, man.
Where's Glasgow? Hold on, it is Scotland. Yeah. Oh,
we went
so.
There.
Oh yeah,
we did.
We did do a show there.
Yeah.
So Dale will be really offended that I said he looks like Conor McGregor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't fuck with no Irish. Yeah, this dude.
Oh yeah, and then Matthew McNabb, which made me really uncomfortable when Kaz like saw the postcard.
Yeah.
And so she starts coming on to this guy, or sort of, not really, and he kind of, I don't know, he planted that one kiss on her that I was like, I don't think she was ready for that. And I don't think she really was super into it.
Yeah, he's kind of going in hot.
Yeah.
A little bit weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
Also, he has the weirdest accent ever.
He's 6 foot six. Thanks, dude.
Just in case he wanted to keep talking shit, he's 6 foot six.
Yeah.
So he lived in Cali for 2 years.
Okay.
So do you ever notice like he sounds like 20% of his sentence sounds American?
No way, really?
I mean, that's how it comes across to me.
He's just like, man, I'm really craving a breakfast burrito right now. like a breakfast burrito.
Fair play to him.
Fair play to him.
But honestly, I don't know. It's just, there's like every other word feels sort of American. He's got such a weird
accent. Yo, Kaz, do you want to kiss us?
See, those are all the dudes. They didn't really, they all just kind of seem like surrogates for all the ladies' emotions.
Yeah.
You know, like they just kind of put some in there and let them incubate, and then they're going to figure out what they want.
Yeah. I am really happy that they did the postcard thing again.
Yeah.
So they didn't do it last season, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Because they got a lot of heat, I guess, for basically like manipulating the contestants.
Mm-hmm.
The producers got heat. Like a bunch of people on Twitter were like, what the fuck? This is so fucked up. Because the previous season, they did that same thing, but it was like, they almost implied more was happening than was not.
Bro, in season one, they would just, or not season one, was it three? They would show like video. Wasn't that one of the early ones where they take them into a room and they'd watch a 3-second clip?
Oh, yeah.
I swear they did that, like Temptation Island style.
Yeah.
Where they watch a clip of it and then they go, what does that mean? They go, I don't know, whatever, whatever.
But what didn't, like last season, didn't they just do it via, what was it? It was that game that they play where they have to like kiss each other in the fastest time or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's all they did, I'm pretty sure, last season.
Yeah.
I don't think they did the postcard thing.
No, no, I can't remember that.
About that? I don't know. But I just, like, they must have like just went back and like doubled down on what they were doing before, because like the fact that they showed Teddy kissing that girl was like
dark.
evil.
So
because
evil.
He was sleeping in the guest or in the daybed the whole time, was staying faithful to Faye, completely faithful, and they completely fucked with her head.
Well, I think also the producers panicked because the girls, you know,
all of them,
they
were
chose loyalty, which is natural,
You
know, women will go after that, and then like they cut a bunch of, you know, young. First of all, I felt bad for Millie, you know, with the whole Liam Lily saga, but also I was kind of sitting there, and even with Abby and Toby, I'm like, oh no, the 21-year-old guys chose to do something shitty.
I know.
On a reality TV show after dating you for a couple weeks. Who would have thought?
I know. I said that same thing to Kelsey. I was like, he's 21.
Yeah.
He's probably only even been with a handful of women. Women.
I think he's probably been with more women than has probably been good for him. I feel like he's just not ever had to worry about another person's feelings, like, ever.
Yeah, but I just think, like, I don't know. I think he's just still in that zone where it's like, wait, Lily? All of a sudden, she has things that I've never seen before, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's
definitely
still, like, trying to explore. And,
yeah, yeah.
Like, he's 21. He's young as fuck.
Yeah, that's why he's like, of course he did something stupid.
Yeah.
Of course he doesn't get your feelings.
Yeah.
You know, and then that's the one place where I thought it was a little bit of a clown move when Faye in the episode yesterday where she like walks by Liam and she like flips him off.
Yeah.
It's like, that's literally a kid who just kind of left high school.
Yeah.
He did something stupid, but like he's an idiot.
Yeah.
Of course he was going to do that shit. He's dumb.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I just think it's this crazy standard that they hold, you know, him and Toby to. I'm like,
is Toby also 21?
He's like 22.
Okay, yeah.
It completely explains why he just acts like a moron.
Yeah,
and
it's like, but I think it's important that they're living with no regrets. You know?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm. They should definitely be living with no regrets.
With no regrets, that should be the number one thing they try to do, is live with no regrets.
Always.
The number one thing that they should have none of is regrets.
Yeah. Because they wouldn't want to get on a show like this and then leave with regrets.
With regrets, yeah. Because that would just, oh, man.
Especially because, you know, it's like they're living in like 1960 and they're 21, but they're probably going to die by 25.
Yeah.
So it's really important that they, you know, get all the things they want to do out of the way before they die from the potato farming famine or whatever.
Yeah. You got to think like, you think they think they're like, what about arson? I've never tried that, but I don't want to like regret not trying it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to light this person's house on fire.
No, they're going to burn down the villa, and they should.
Yeah.
No regrets.
No regrets.
You ever reckon what this place would be like on fire?
I mean, I can't not find out now.
Do you wonder what this place would be like lit on fire? Liberty. We're going to light this place on fire. It's not even how it sounds.
My lib.
Get out
with
the
your
house.
Eyes.
We're going to light the place on fire.
We're going to light this bitch on fire.
Yeah, so obviously, like, Liam, you know, he fucks it off with Lily. Just straight away.
And he even says when he's back in the villa, he's like, I just had all these guys in my ear telling me what to do. And she was like, oh, so what, you can't make your own opinion? And I was like, almost like, you should just rat him out. Fucking say his name. Jake did it.
Yeah.
Jake's fault.
Yeah.
Jake was the one in your ear saying, you gotta try it.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
Yeah. Jake was definitely the serpent in the Bible.
Yeah.
Eat that apple, man.
Yeah, come on. Go for it.
Come on.
Jake the Snake. That's what people were calling him.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Jake the Snake.
Yeah, so Liam fucked it with Lily.
Yeah.
You know, they kiss. Outside the challenge.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I also like that. I was saying to Kelsey, I was like, I like how there's two forms of like romantic, like or like kissing, basically.
Yeah.
Or like physical, what's the word I'm looking for? God damn it.
Touch, interaction.
Yeah, interactions.
Display.
It's, it's during challenge and outside of challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And both have completely different contexts and like emotional weight. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like early on in the season, they talked about like Hugo kissing someone. He's like, well, that was in the challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's an in-challenge kiss. It doesn't really count.
so crazy. It's just like, I was laughing after that challenge that they do whenever they're at Castle Moore.
Yeah.
It's just like, why not just take it one step further? Like,
all right, the tallest islander must spit in the mouth of the shortest islander. Oh, are you? Are you? Come here. The two tallest islanders must have sex for 30 seconds.
Oh, all right, let's go.
One, two, three, four. Oh, my God, I can't watch.
Has it been 30 seconds yet?
Oh, my God, you're going to make me square.
Oh, sorry, I just put a challenge. Just put a challenge.
Wait, he fucked her? Wait, they had sex? Yeah, but it was in challenge.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Oh, that's fine. A cheeky.
A cheeky.
Yeah, I don't even know what British people say to
a cheeky shag.
Yeah.
A cheeky shag in challenge. All right, that's fine.
Yeah, so Teddy had a shag challenge, a challenge shag, a Casa Amor. Buzzing about it, but what can you do?
You must suck the dick of the islander you fancy the most.
Then Jake's like, Liam, come here. They're like, stop it, Jake.
I'm joking.
Rips his pants off and starts going.
What the hell?
Jake, you know, you stop it. I fucking hate cats. So, when Liam comes back, and he's trying to just smooth that whole thing over. And what was it? No. It was after. So Lily goes on a one-on-one with Lily. Mm-hmm. Did I say that right? Yeah. Millie and Lily?
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yeah.
So they have the one-on-one. Millie comes.
Yesterday's episode, by the way.
Yeah. And when Millie comes back.
If you're curious about what episode we're talking about.
And when Kaz is about to join the group and Liam's like, hey, don't fucking. I cringed at that.
What did he do?
When Kaz was about to go meet with the girls,
yeah.
And he's like, basically, Kaz, don't make it worse than it is, something like that. And she's like, what? She's like, that's like, you did that to yourself. I'm not going to do anything that you didn't do, brother. Yeah. I was just like, oh, just shut the fuck up, man.
I know.
You can't.
That was another evil thing that they did. I can't remember them doing that in previous seasons.
Nah.
Like, after Castle Moore happens, they bring one of the contestants back to go on a date with the girlfriend of the guy who also kissed. It's just, like, evil. I was like, that is, like, they were already kind of on their way to, like, working things out a little bit. You can tell she was kind of maybe, like, coming around a little bit. And then
because
they demolished that. And then she broke it off.
Yeah. And the thing... I think on the surface, people would go, oh, it's not that evil. They're just showing the girls what they would want to see, right? Which I think is true, but, you know, like, Teddy kissing during the dare, you could argue, I don't know. It's a fucking reality show. There are no ethics here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why the other part of me is like, yeah, but they had to fuck it up.
Yeah.
Like, these people don't really know each other.
Yeah. Yeah,
Jake and Liberty are, you know, if you factor Love Island time, like dog years, okay, maybe they're 6 months into a relationship.
Yeah.
But these people don't fucking know each other, so there's really no consequence to the shit they're doing.
Yeah.
And it was messed up to have them talk, but at the same time, I mean, she dodged a bullet, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, he definitely was... I thought the worst thing at a beyond like what he did, the worst thing he said was when he's like, when she's like, you kissed her three times, not one. He's like, well, fuck's the difference, one versus three. I'm like, it's kind of,
it's three times more.
It's two times more than one, bro. Yeah. Like, it is pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know, and then when he was like, oh, she's just making it sound worse than it is. It's like, nah, I think she actually did a pretty...
She embellished a little bit for sure.
Some of it,
during the date, she definitely embellished a little bit. And I was like, that's not really that cool. Like, talking about how in bed, he wasn't... Like, he was pretty like, all right, you sleep on your side, I'll sleep on mine.
Yeah, the only pass I gave her there was maybe there was stuff that wasn't in the edit.
Yeah, that's true.
But maybe, you know, I feel like they would have used it.
Yeah.
Because they wear their mics and shit when they go to sleep.
Yeah.
So if he really said that, why wouldn't they show that? That'd be great drama. So, you know, maybe she did embellish some of it, but the rest of it, I think she did a pretty straight line job. Like, he did kiss her three times, and he was testing that shit out.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. That was the best. That's the best, like, thing they say to try and justify it after is, like, I just needed to compare the two. It's another thing you'd never say to a girl you're trying, like, what are you doing? You had to compare her to you. Like, dude, what are you saying?
Only Love Island could, like, brainwash you into saying some dumbass shit. Like,
yeah, yeah. But she needed an A-B test.
I just...
kind of to see.
She uses, like, a little bit less tongue than you, which, honestly, I didn't like, because I love how much tongue you use.
You use, yeah.
After I slobbed down her face, I knew your face was for me.
Yeah, exactly. She gives way better head, though. So that's something that you should definitely work on, because after testing both, I'd say I like her knob game. Her knob. She's a real knob head, if you know what I'm saying.
British rappers talking about getting... getting knobbed off.
Getting knobbed off.
I'm going to rafe. She give me knob.
She give you knob.
Or she knobbed me off.
Did she give you bell end?
Brav. I know there's an accountant from Glasgow listening to this right now. I was like, mate, I'm cringing. I'm cringing. Yeah, man. So now Liam is in, he's actually in the brick shit house.
Yeah.
He's done.
Yeah.
DOA.
Done.
Might as well pack his shit up and leave.
Yeah. She said, Millie was like, no, I can't do it. I don't think I can trust you anymore. Wow. So you regret it now, dude? Do you regret it now?
Oh, I've got no regrets.
It's just funny because that causes more regrets.
Yeah.
Like now he's definitely more in a state of regret than he would have been if he
100%
just regretted not getting with Lily.
But in a way, you know, this is like kind of a dub for Millie, honestly.
Yeah.
Because Liam came in there like, you know, I'm the big shit. I'm 21, whatever. And to me, he seemed like kind of one of those dudes who couldn't be put in his feelings.
Yeah.
She slayed the beast.
Yeah.
She gutted him and then cut his head off and held that thing up to the crowd.
Yeah.
And was like, I have him now.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm curious to see what he does over the next couple weeks.
I think
how he deals with it. I think they're going to get back together.
They probably will.
I think they will.
Yeah.
I think it's like a... you know, knife in the heart sort of thing, end it, cut it off, and then they're going to be friends and they're going to start flirting again. And it's going to...
Yeah. I think it'll happen after the show's over.
Yeah.
I think Millie's going to be too hurt to find someone during the show.
Yeah.
Unless the producers, you know, find some like stellar dude to like just line it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like Liam, but the 26-year-old Liam.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, this is what I was looking for the whole time.
Yeah.
And then Liam is going to... then he'll have his ultimate regret.
Or what if, like, they just put in, like, who's the race car driver that we always make fun of? The main guy?
Lewis?
Lewis Hamilton. They just dropped him in there.
I was going to joke, watch Millie get with a dude way shorter than him.
Yeah.
If it was Lewis, yeah.
Yeah.
10 seconds.
Yeah. How tall is he? 5'8"?
Like 5'8".
Yeah. Imagine they just drop him in there. He's like...
he just walks through.
He's like, hello.
Nah, bro.
Yo, what's up? Yo, what's up? It's famous race car driver Lewis Hamilton.
He wouldn't even have to say that much. He'd just walk in there with his Mercedes hat.
Yeah.
They'd be like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Is that Lewis Hamilton? Fuck off. It's Lewis Hamilton. Hello, girls. I'm just here for a few days before my next race.
God, that'd be so funny if they just dropped like Harry Styles in there or something like that. Something just to turn the knife in Liam's stomach, you know? Because they'd go for Millie. You know they would.
Yeah. I don't know if they would. Sure.
Like, she's the coolest, you know?
Sure, yeah. I mean, you don't know, bro. You know how Lewis is. Lewis might run through that whole building.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
At the same time.
Yeah. Just
you girls want to go to the hideaway.
Liberty.
Yes. Liberties. Yes. Yeah. My lip. No, my lip. Babe, I'm just going to go to the hideaway just for one night with the girls. And
no, you've got to come back with me. Don't go in there with Lewis Hamilton.
My lip. No, my lip.
Come on, girls. Meet me in my Mercedes Patronus-sponsored hideaway.
Oh my God, Lewis.
All the girls go in there.
Yeah.
And all the dudes are left that night just to...
Lewis wins the 50K and all seven girls and the season's over. It literally happens in like 4 hours. They watch them all just have an orgy and then he walks out and then Ian Sterling comes out with his lady and they're like, show's over. Lewis has won it all. Yeah, man. I think Liam's done after this. I think he's going to grovel and it's not going to work. And then he's going to be too depressed to crack on with anyone else.
Well, here's another thing is now there's like 40 people in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think there's ever been this many people that have come back to the show after Casa Amor as like a permanent fixture. So like they're going to have to dump like three couples in the next like week.
There'll probably be public vote.
Yeah.
So whoever Liam is going to be like, if Millie couples up with him, then they may save her.
Yeah.
But if he's coupled up with anyone else, which he probably will be,
yeah,
he's out. Who else is out? I don't think Toby's going to go because I think he creates too much drama.
Toby's going to stay because now he's got this fantastic like narrative upcoming in today's episode,
yeah,
where he says to the, he goes to the interview camera as if this dude hasn't been undecisive enough.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at the camera. He goes, I came back with what's her face?
Mary.
Mary.
I brought Mary back.
Abby stayed single because she thought for some reason I would too. So she still wants me. But my head is with Chloe, who was the previous girl that he was with.
Chloe.
Like this dude is just...
Fuck Mary Chloe.
Yeah, exactly. Unreal.
It's unreal at the top of the season when he goes, you know, I've never been in a relationship. I'm excited to sample everything. I want to taste the, like that's how he described it. I want to sample every little thing.
Yeah.
He lived up to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He did it.
Yeah.
So I think he's going to stay because he's the heel. They need him now.
Yeah.
Because the public needs someone to hate.
Yeah.
I think Tyler's out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I think
he was probably the most misbehaved in Casa Amor.
Def.
Like him and he came into the show and was like, Kaz is my girl, like was chatting her up. Kaz had never had up until that point like a real connection with anyone.
Mm-hmm.
He gets in a real connection with her, like very upfront, blatantly makes it like, I'm about you. Like, yep, this is great. And they're like hitting it off, mm-hmm, talking all the time. Yep. And then he goes to Casamore. First thing he does, first night, is just make out with a girl in bed. That's, yep, like the worst thing you could do.
Yep.
Besides full on smash.
Yep. And I think also it doesn't help his case because Kaz, I think, is definitely like a fan favorite.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he shot himself twice there.
Yeah.
So I think he's out.
Yeah.
Now, I think Faye's going to pick Teddy.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think he's going to go with Sam. I think
they kissed, didn't they? Yeah, in yesterday's episode, mm-hmm, they kissed. So they're back.
If somehow Abby stays, I feel like she's going to go for Dale just because, you know, I think tattoo people just kind of go together.
Yeah, that's fair. That's totally fair. Isn't she a tattoo artist?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know.
Yeah, that back tattoo is fucking intense.
It's crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it looks like.
It's really nuts.
At first glance, you look at it and you think, you know, it was done in some original, like, cultural way.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like stabbed into her skin.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's like one shot where her back was red as hell just around the tattoo.
Yeah.
Bugged me out.
Huh.
Yeah, if they have to get rid of three couples, it would be like Tyler and Clarice, Liam and whoever, and then Tyler and... Oh, no, I said that already.
Yeah.
Liam and whoever, and who else did I say was going to go?
Like what about Sam?
Yeah, Sam and it'd be like Sam and Abby or like Sam and Mary.
Yeah. And Matthew. No, because
Matthew's with Kaz.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think, yeah, Faye's definitely picking Teddy.
Yeah.
It's a done deal there.
Yeah.
And you know what? I would actually venture to say they have a shot at winning it. Because I think Jake fucked his image up. I think everyone thinks he's a snake. And I think Teddy, he really did. He did kiss that girl in the dare, and then he slept outside. Oh. Your trend?
My trend's wearing off. Our body is... We're kind of on the down cycle right now, guys.
Yeah, so we're just getting like weird, you know, eczema just conditions.
Like wrinkles and kind of like tumors almost.
Yeah, you definitely need to cycle up for next episode.
Yeah, for sure.
You definitely look like you're falling apart a little bit.
I'm looking like I'm melting.
Yeah, a little bit.
My muscles are just slowly, like it's a hot day.
We definitely have to inject off. You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to.
You know, how do you feel about the little games that they play? Because I personally, I can rarely... engage. Like I kind of don't give a shit when they play those games.
Which games?
You know, like, you know, today they're playing Agent in Disguise.
Oh, the challenge.
Yeah,
the challenges. Yeah, I mean,
those challenges,
I don't know. I don't really fuck with it either. They're just stupid.
Yeah,
I can't imagine how long it would take to actually shoot that. Like, how, like, imagine them all going through that fucking stupid, you know, they're like the cop one or whatever.
Yeah.
That whole obstacle course that they're doing. And it's like 20 people have to go through that.
Nah.
Like it takes, like chopping it down, it ends up being like 10 minutes, but they're standing there for like 2 hours probably, like trying to have fun in this stupid ass challenge.
That's why I've really been enjoying the episodes for the last 2 weeks, because I'm like, this is what I want to see.
Yeah.
I want to see them. Except the puking, the messy fetish or whatever. I'm with that.
Are you a wet and messy?
I'm a wet and messy.
You're a wet and messy fan?
Yeah, that's why we watch this show.
Wow. I mean, I do like the slow-mo shots when they're on the vibrating platform. Yeah,
and they're,
you know?
And a woman is butt-ass naked trying to keep her tiny-ass bathing suit on.
I like that. You know?
Love seeing a bird just like vibrating the clothes, just like shoot off in front of national TV. Love it.
Love that.
Love it.
I know. I could do some Nando's right now.
Yeah.
My friends went to Chicago last week. There's a Nando's there.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise, dude.
Yeah, it's been a time.
Yeah, it's been quite some time since we've had Nando's.
What else is like a British thing? You know, there's a spot in LA that like sells British chips and stuff.
Okay.
And Alina and I were living by it for a short period, and we were just cruising on British snacks.
British chips? You're talking about
Walkers, you know, a little bit of Monster Munch.
Ooh.
You like Monster Munch?
I don't know what that is. No. Wait. Monster Munch.
I wasn't even going to get you, but yeah. Nah, it's
make
like,
sure.
It's this weird.
It has to be a word that you say. Like, you know,
kind of like safety?
Like, someone, like, you know, yeah, exactly. Like when you fart, that's when you fart, right?
Yeah, when you fart, say safety, yeah.
Before someone else's doorknob, and if they say that, they can punch you,
yeah,
right? Or before you touch a doorknob or something?
You have to call it before someone calls doorknob.
Right,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, something like that. Where if you say something, I can just say Jarvis or something like that.
Yeah,
you.
And I can't get you with the, these nuts.
Yeah.
That's a great idea, man.
Yeah.
What should
tripod. Tripod.
Mate.
Yeah.
Monster Munch these bowls in your mouth. Yeah, but I don't know why I brought that up. But yeah, you saying Nando's made me think of English snacks.
Oh, bruv.
Have you bought anything from the Love Island app while watching the show?
No, have you?
No.
We should.
Have you seen those little, like, get the cool look with boots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy some shit.
Are we allowed?
I feel like maybe not.
I feel like those apps are UK-based, yeah. So
what else? I mean, what else is going to go down?
I think we could make some predictions.
You think Chloe and Dale are going to work out? Or do you think Chloe and Tubbs?
Because she already said that when they shot that, when they left that scene in of her saying, I'm an absolute pussy when it comes to like letting guys back. I think she's definitely going for Toby.
Yeah.
And actually, I think she may contribute to Millie on the very small chance her getting back with Liam.
Okay.
Because, you know, they're kind of like, tight, and she'll encourage her, like, well, I took Toby back, and look how good we are.
I see. Yeah.
It's all right.
And who's Abby going to go for?
That's what I'm saying. Abby and Dale, they're like tattoo people.
Oh, yes.
So they're going to have to, sure, but I think they'll be out. So see ya.
Yeah. Yeah. Later, 2 Chainz. Later, Dale. Dude, the guy's chains really do kind of suck.
Yeah, they're not good.
They're not good.
You should not wear, like, typically.
he wore one of them to bed.
Yeah.
This giant, like, Cuban link chain, and he's wearing boxers and that. And I was like, dude, come on. His fucking shiny ass teeth are, like, reflecting off each other.
Yeah, Cuban link chains also, they don't look, in my opinion, they don't really look good without diamonds.
Yeah.
Unless it's gold, like all gold Cuban link, like that's dope. Yeah. But silver?
Yeah.
Looks like a Hot Topic item.
Yeah, yeah.
When he smiles, the reflection like goes off the chain and back in his teeth.
Exactly.
It's just like crazy.
Looks like the fucking TikTok glitter filter.
She's like, what the fuck?
I think it's so funny when people wear those, like Steve will do it. And like Bradley Martin and shit, like they're buying these like $100,000 chains, but all they wear is tank tops.
Yeah.
So it's like a happy dad tank top, and then it's like $100,000 chain. It's like, doesn't work. I don't think it works for me. I'm like,
if you're gonna have 100K on your neck, there should be like something commensurate with that.
Yeah.
Equivalent.
Yeah.
On your skin.
Yeah. Or like a bracelet or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Something, you know.
Or like a
they're wearing like. Yeah, I don't know. It's
who's Bradley Martin?
It's an intense. What?
I'm not familiar. Who's Bradley Martin?
Oh, he's a bodybuilder.
Got it.
Yeah.
American YouTuber.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
Aspires to look like us.
Yeah, I love these notes. Millie, big sad, Faye, big mad.
Dude, when they did the recoupling after Castle Moore. And Teddy comes in with like little stuffed animal, and he's like, "I stayed faithful," and she had recoupled, so she's like trying to make herself feel better about it, and she's being all snarky to him, like,
"Yeah,
well, I got a picture to show you," and it's like this guy's literally standing there, already humiliated that you've recoupled, and he's holding a fucking stuffed animal,
yeah,
Tommy, and she's Fury like being style. All like, "Yeah,
yeah,
well, I've got a postcard that you can check out." It's like they fucked it up.
That's when you knew, like, when she turns it up like that, that means she's double hurting internally.
Yes, yeah.
She completely inflicts that shit on other people.
Totally.
And she, you know, she started crying immediately when they talked after. Yeah, that was rough when he took the dog and he just put it on the ground.
And then she gets up and picks it up off the... Oh, I was like, oh, fuck. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. Fucking creep.
Fucking hell. Chloe does that so well. Fucking hell.
Fuck me, Ryan. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell.
Who else? What else was like a cringe walk-in? I mean, when Liam came in holding the necklace, and then like Lily came in, and then he was sitting there, and he's all bright red.
Oh, that was so rough.
And she's like, I thought I was coming in
so
here.
So rough.
She was like, I was like, oh.
I know. And then she's like, who's... Millie turns to Liam and she's like, who is he talking about?
And he's like,
and she's like, oh, disgusting.
Yeah, that disgusting.
yeah. Ugh.
Disgusting.
That was rough.
I also felt that Matt being with Kaz, Matt's lack of discomfort with the situation is a little off to me.
What do you mean?
Because Kaz is so obviously hurt by Tyler.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's just putting on a face, like just trying to play it cool. But he's not. There's not really been a moment, maybe just the editing, where he hasn't even acknowledged, you know, hey, I'm not going to lie, this is like pretty awkward.
Yeah,
but.
I kind of don't like being the third guy in this love triangle.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of weirded me out. No, he doesn't think that at all. He's like, I'm just here if you want to kiss.
Yeah, him and Clarice are just weirdly cool with the whole thing.
Yeah.
Which could just be a...
They're playing the game, man.
Yeah, which is
which fine. I actually appreciate.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, I think that's what it's for, and I think that... I've always thought that. I'm always like, why wouldn't you just play a little bit more of the game?
Yeah.
Just for a shot at the 50K. That'd be a nice bonus.
Yeah.
After the show. 50 racks?
That's what happened to Amber last season. Apparently the dude who came in to like couple up with her and all that, he just came to win it.
Nice.
And then they just split afterward.
That's awesome. It's half what the show's about.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing going around this time is I'm constantly trying to snap myself out of it. Even when we record, I'm like, oh, this shit ain't about love.
Yeah.
It is about the money.
Yeah.
It's about becoming an influencer.
Yes, it's about being an influencer afterwards. That's what it is.
It's the influencer peninsula. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yes, 100%. And I really think that Millie is going to be huge after. I think that 100%. Girls really like her.
Yeah.
And which is like, and I think her style is really cool too.
Well, and, you know, Liam did just the ultimate bozo move, so.
What?
No.
Who did? Liam.
What?
Liam.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Liam did the ultimate bozo move. So the whole, he is going to have a rough time getting out of there.
Yeah.
He's probably never going to want to go on Instagram.
Yeah.
Ever again.
Yeah.
at least, not ever again, but for a couple months, he should just not go on.
Yeah.
He should just put up a deep fried base boosted meme. And that should be the only post on his Instagram for 3 months.
Of him and Lily.
Yeah. Among Us. My name is... I'm trying to fucking remember. What's that Breaking Bad quote they always use in those base boosted memes? Yeah.
I am the one who knocks. That?
No, it's like, maybe it's not Breaking Bad. It's like when Gus introduces, oh, yeah, my name is Gustavo.
Oh.
My name is Gustavo.
Whatever.
Yeah, it should just be him and Lily. Boy.
Yeah, bruh.
And then he goes back in the villa and it's like, imposter.
And he puts that up and then doesn't go on Instagram for 2 months?
No.
Nice.
And then his team is like, hey, you contractually have to post the Love Island stuff. He says no.
No.
Or he does and then he just base boosts all of it. Tonight. Boy, if you don't. Oh, don't do it. Yeah.
It's like, well, he is 21. I mean,
yeah,
technically he's like Gen Z, so I guess this makes sense.
He just turns into a fucking weird Zoomer meme kid.
Yeah.
6'6 Zoomer meme kid regresses 10 years, like becomes a full up 16-year-old, starts wearing snapbacks, Fortnite t-shirts, the other way, regresses 40 steps. What's up, guys? Check out my new cat meme.
I fucking hate cats.
I fucking hate boy. How many weeks are left?
I think 3.
Damn. Yeah, I'm kind of loving this drama because shit needs to cook up because that last week is dry.
I think we're going to have to not do this show for the last week because all we're going to have to talk about is their fucking dates.
Yeah, it stinks.
Oh, God, it sucks.
Yeah, and then they nail down the love and whatever. Why do they do that? It should just be drama, drama, drama.
Well, I kind of think that this season they're making it more. That's why.
Go ahead. Dumbest sentence I've
ever said.
It should just be drama, drama, drama.
Yeah.
And then the end. But yeah, go ahead.
It should be.
Yeah.
It should be. And I feel like now, like, I don't know. I feel like now more than the previous seasons, things are shaking up. Like, even, like, there, first of all, hasn't been this many people back in the house after Casa Amor.
Nah.
Because usually it shakes out, like, not a lot of people cheat.
Mm.
There's just like one person that comes in.
Yeah, it's not like every day.
Yeah, and it's like the last person, they leave them to the last during the recoupling, and they come in with someone, and everyone goes like that. But that was like 3 or 4 people this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're really trying hard to like make it more dramatic and shake things up all the way to the end, which that's my prediction.
Yeah.
I think this year they're going to shake things up all the way to the end.
Bro, they're going to send Liam to... They're going to enact a survivor-type mechanism. They're going to send Liam to some kind of survivor's island with other guys. Yeah. He's going to have to do physical challenges to come back to the villa.
Yeah.
And then he'll come back with Millie, like, carved into his chest. Millie, I love you. And then she'll be sitting there with Lewis Hamilton. Liam. Hello, Liam.
Oh, fucking hell. Are you with him? All right. He crosses out one section of the M, and now it says Lily, so.
Got ya. It's all right, I carve over the M with an L.
Now it says Lily.
Hello, Liam. Damn.
Yeah, that's the real prediction here, is that Lewis Hamilton is going to come into the house for one day and win.
Wouldn't even be fair. Dude wouldn't even be there 5 minutes.
Hi, I'm Lewis. I'm worth $400 million.
Would you guys like to go to Monaco?
Yes.
Yes.
And they all get in his PJ.
I live!
Yeah. No, they'll get in a helicopter on the roof of the villa to his PJ, and then they'll watch the PJ from binoculars, and he'll leave. Yeah, and then they'll just leave. Then the dudes are just left in the villa. The show's over, but they just stay there. Yeah. They have to figure out how to get home.
No, the last 2 weeks of the show is a new episode every day of just the dudes, just lads on tour, both with no girls. Just farting and working out.
So like a men's holding facility, yeah. Like a men's intermediary yeah. Jail.
Exactly. Just a halfway house.
This week, Liam is trying to start a gang.
I feel like they shouldn't be using the pool as much as they like. I don't fucking like that.
This week, Jake tries to suck Liam's toes.
Liam writing letters to Millie.
When I get out, I want to make it right.
Send to Lewis Hamilton's apartment in Monaco.
Oh. Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. All right, guys.
Well, that's going to do it for this week.
Next week.
Cody's back in, but, you know, he's fresh off the vid, so no game this week.
Yeah, no game.
But still recollecting. Yeah, and we're actually going to do a little bonus ep where we just play the game.
Yeah.
That's on the horizon.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, so... we'll see you guys next week. Thanks for tuning in. Later. And as always.
Tomorrow, Moment House show.
Yeah.
MomentHouse.com/TinyMeKang.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be great.
Bye-bye.
See you there. Bye.